Good morning, everyone. Hope you are all well, and that along with me, you are looking forward to be able to gather next Sunday. What a finally we have some relief, and how appropriate that it is just a few weeks away from Easter. So let's use this opportunity to gather together again. Please do not do so if you feel unsafe or if you have a health issue. But for those who can make it, let's gather again and rejoice in being able to worship God, our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. I recently read a devotional by John MacArthur the other day titled, "The Joy of Pleasing God." And it made me question myself as to, is this really possible? Can I please, or how can I please our great Creator? And if this is possible, does it bring me true joy to do so? Can a person have joy by pleasing God? In our life, day-to-day's activities, can we get joy by pleasing God in what we do? We know that joy, along with love, is part of the fruit that the Holy Spirit will bear through us. But does our joy also come by pleasing our Creator? You know, there are many different ways described in Scripture in which we can please our Father. Just as a child who pleases a parent and has joy in doing so, we can receive joy by pleasing our Father. How many times, maybe, if you're a parent, have you seen the joy that a child or your child had in by pleasing you and knowing that when he or she pleased you, your joy was reflected back to them? Well, this is the same case with our Father in heaven. And throughout the Bible, there are many different ways in which God tells us how we can please him and that we should receive some joy by doing so. So one of those ways that we please God is by telling others of the gospel. Paul describes the joy of preaching the gospel. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4, he says, "On the contrary, we speak as those approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel. We are not trying to please people, but God who tests our hearts." In Romans chapter 14, verse 17, Paul says, "For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit." In Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, we are given the great commission of making disciples and of teaching. And I ask that when we do so, does it bring you joy? Because when we do, it does please God. Another way to please God is by getting to know him and his word, to increase our knowledge. Do you find joy in reading his word? In Colossians 1, verse 10, it says, "So that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God." Do you find joy in reading, studying God's word? Do you find joy in reading devotionals maybe every day? Do you look forward, as I do, of reading what John DeGray sends out as a daily scripture? And he's got it there ready for us very early every morning. Does it bring you joy that there is a scripture there that will help guide you each day? Do you get joy in reading the daily bread and learning more from experiences of other people and how scripture has impacted their lives? Do you find it joyful and pleasing to read the Bible through the year, as many do? And I know there are some chapters that are challenges, especially lots of names and numbers in many ways, but there are other amazing pieces that when you read them, that's exciting and adventurous or helpful in our spiritual growth. Is it pleasing to grow in knowledge, because it pleases God that we do, and He asks that we do. Joy can also come from fellowship and sharing and serving others. And by serving others, it brings pleasure to God as well. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 16, it says, "Do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices God is pleased." When we help others, when we care for others, when we look out for others, when we mourn and grieve with others, and when we rejoice with others, it pleases God, and it should bring us joy in doing so. In 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 4, it says, "But if a widow has children or grandchildren, these should learn first of all to put their religion into practice by caring for their own family and so repaying their parents and grandparents, for this is pleasing to God." Does giving to others provide joy? Because it does give pleasure to God our Father in heaven. Does thinking and caring of others give joy? But the most pleasing to God and the most rewarding that will bring us joy is through prayer. Just like we have in our relationships with other people where we can communicate and talk, when our children spend time with us and share with us their feelings and their accomplishments and their trials and their tests and their troubles, even though some of those conversations might be difficult, some of those conversations may be very enjoyable, but regardless, it is pleasing to know that we have that communication with our families and with our friends. It brings us joy. And it's the same with God. He gets joy and pleasure in that we are willing to spend our time with Him and communicate with Him and do so in prayer. In Proverbs 15, verse 8, it says, "The Lord detests the sacrifice of the wicked, but the prayer of the upright pleases Him." There's so many wonderful prayers throughout the Bible that we can use as an example under so many different situations and conditions. Prayers that were made that were heard by God and He responded. Prayers that we can use as frameworks or templates or examples for our own prayers when sometimes we find it difficult to pray. There's Daniel's prayer in chapter 9 of Daniel, starting in verse 3, where he confesses the sins of the people and where he asks God for mercy after over 65 years of being Jerusalem having been destroyed. He asks that God gives mercy and that Jerusalem is rebuilt. In Nehemiah chapter 1, verses 5 to 11, he has an amazing prayer, and it's a great outline of how to pray. And it's about being able to rebuild the wall around Jerusalem. And of course, the whole book of Psalms, not just written by David, but by others as well, even though most are by David, here are prayers that are pleasing to God, prayers of and psalms of praise, psalms of joy, psalms of repentance, psalms of sorrow, psalms of just sharing how the writer of the psalm feels and communicates and praises and shows his love for the great Creator. And then, of course, there's Mary's prayer in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 to 56, where she prays with such gladness, knowing that she is with child. And if you want spiritual strength, then there's Paul's prayer in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 to 20. There's so many prayers throughout the Bible, and each one of these is pleasing to God. and should bring joy as we say them, repeat them, and use our own words when we pray. There are so many scriptures where Jesus has told us that we are to pray with fervency, that we are to pray according to God's will. We are to pray to praise, pray to thank, to pray for others, to pray to confess and admit we are sinners, pray for God's glory, pray as Jesus taught us in Matthew chapter 6, that we are to pray for the kingdom, that we are to pray that many be added to the body of Christ. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 to 6, it says, I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. For this is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and mankind, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all people. We are urged to have prayers because it pleases God, according to Paul as he writes to Timothy here, and reminds us of who Christ is and what he has done for us. When we tell others about the gospel, when we read and study God's word, when we share and serve others, it pleases God because each of these is an expression of our love for him and our joy. And as we pray, we please, and as we please, we have the joy of knowing we have pleased our Father, we have pleased Jesus Christ, because it is only through Jesus Christ, it's only through him and by him that we can pray and be heard, and those prayers will be answered. We please God with the Holy Spirit, and he is our advocate and intercessor in our prayers. And above all, we please God because we believe. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 8, though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with inexpressible and glorious joy. As we approach each Easter, I pray and I hope that we are all filled with joy in pleasing God our Father, that we find it joyful to please him, that when we pray, when we study, when we serve, when we do all of these things, that we do these things not because we think we have to, not because we may feel guilty, but we do these things because it brings us joy to please our Father in heaven. I think the appropriate way to end this message is if maybe you will say with me the prayer that Jesus Christ taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.